Alright. I don't know why we gonna intro this.
I don't know either, bro. Look, let's just say it's just two niggas talking about shit they know and shit they don't know. My name is Eris Black.
This is Samurai.
And I like peanut butter sandwiches. It has nothing to do with this podcast whatsoever.
Alright, so subject I wanted to present today is about marketing versus song structure. So on my little journey, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do, because a lot of people just want to just market, and they're like, yo, why am I not pulling people, you know? And I'm not just talking about low budget, even high budget, but I feel like at the end of the day, you can market to 100 people, but if your song is not on point, then nobody really gonna mess with you.
I mean, I agree. I think the reason why a lot of people don't really focus too much on their song like structure is because they see a lot of, like, there's a lot of people whose song structures is like, it's horrible, but they still blow up, you feel me? But what you gotta understand is if you're looking for like longevity, like, that's not gonna last. Eventually, people is gonna get tired of you and be like, okay, yo, this is whack. I can't deal with this, you feel me? So there's people who put like thousands upon millions of dollars and just pushing one product, push it. And it's like, I feel like if you care about the people and you care about your art, then you're going to structure that shit properly. You feel me? That's just my opinion on that.
So basically what you're saying is focus on building up the product, then market it.
Exactly, because it's an insult to give somebody an unfinished product. You feel me? It's like, it's kind of like what Apple did with the phone, where it's like, there's no fucking like headphone jack, and like, now you got to buy extra accessory just so you can listen to a music. It's like, oh, come on. And then they see that, so that's why, boom, what they do? Throw out the AirPods. It's like, you don't really care about the consumers, you feel me? You just care that they're consumers. That's it. And I feel like it goes hand in hand with music. Like, you don't care what type of emotion you evoke on somebody. You just like, yo, I just want to put this out, let it blow up and get money. I don't give a fuck about nothing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right, because I ran into somebody a few months ago. They're like, yo, nowadays rap, When dudes doing music, it's just a lick. It's a new lick. They just want to get a bag and just dip. And that's pretty much it. But I wanted to talk about song structure, because I feel like everybody's rapping. I get it. You know, niggas can rhyme. You know, you got to focus on the chorus. But nobody ever thinks about, hey, let's work on song structure. How am I structuring this song to get people's attention? Because at the end of the day, just like sports or anything you do, there's technique. Yep. And you need to know what you're doing, because half of these niggas are doing stuff like, you ever play video games with your little sister or a little sibling and they pressing every button doing these supers on you, yep, but they don't even know how they doing it. And that's how I feel about these dudes rapping right now. Even myself, I had to check on myself. So I went and backtracked and started working on the fundamentals. I'm like, yo, how do I structure? How does Drake, how does Kendrick, how does Cole, how does Big Crit or whoever structure their song where I'm like, okay, that's why I like it.
You know who structure I fucks with?
Who?
Mick Jenkins, bro. That man is so underrated, dog. Mm. The way he structures his song is just so fucking smooth. I think it's equivalent to Kendrick's. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick is, and his is a little different, you feel me? But if you really listen to Mick, dog, the way he structures his song is just so fucking beautifully executed, bro. You feel me? Like, I respect that. You feel me? And I applaud that. But a lot of people, man, like I said, they don't care about the structure, bro. And to me, it's kind of like, I get it. It's your art. And if like, if you feel like you not structuring is how you structure, that's understandable. But if it's just like, nah, I'm just gonna go ahead and do this, whatever, I don't care, fuck, I just wanna put this out, da, 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 then it's like, I can't rock with it, man.
Let me jump. And for the people who don't really understand, I'm not talking about track list song structure, like what song goes first, what's gonna be the hit. I'm talking about when you make that track or that hit, like, how you gonna set up your chorus, or if you're gonna go chorus verse or verse chorus or pre-chorus verse, and how you put your ad-libs in. Like, these play a major factor. Don't just depend on a beat. Cause I've heard good songs by Kendrick, and then when I play the beat, I'm like, damn, that beat ain't even all that. Yep. But he made it good.
He fill it up.
Yeah, he fill it up. Even Cardi B, her structure is on point. You know, her cadence. You know, because people just like focus on you just rapping, but your voice is an instrument.
Yo, you know who else? TL Wack.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
That flow.
Yo, I fucking love that girl, dog. I fucking love that girl. She's so dope, bro. And it just goes to show you, when you actually give a fuck about your music and people, you can see how she, bro, the only person that makes me think of TL Wack is Missy Elliott. That's the only person I could compare her to, only because of, you know, certain, like, you know, outfits and the way, you know, she spit a little bit. The visuals, exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she has her own thing going on, bro. I have so much respect for that girl, bro. Tierra Whack, if you're listening, yo, like, give your boy a feature early. Yo, she's so dope, dog. Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm messing with it. Yeah, definitely. And I feel like the other thing, too, is just, I get it. I'm one of them dudes that when I rap, I listen to different types of, like, music or instrumentals, and sometimes you be feeling yourself like, yo, I'm feeling the flow or the song, like, what I'm writing, but sometimes it might not be the best beat, even though you could freestyle to it. Like, you got them, like, Isaiah Rashad-type beats.
Yeah,
don't get it twisted. They sound good, but it's just like, how can you put your part to it to make it sound better, what people will sell or buy into you? Because at the end of the day, the beat could be good, but if your words are trash or the way you structure your vocals is trash, you're just gonna be a mediocre rapper.
You know what's funny? If the beat is bad but you're good, the song will still be good.
Okay, explain.
Perfect example, what you said earlier about Kendrick. Like, you'll hear a beat and you'll be like, if we heard that beat, we'd have been like, ugh, it'd be whack.
Mm.
You feel me? But he said, oh, I could put this right here. All right, yo, bring when I get to my third verse, bring the beat down a little bit. Boom, throw this trumpet in here. Okay, boom, yo, put this, saxophone in here. Okay, yo, start playing the piano. Okay, yo, I'm going to change up my voice a little bit. All right, yo, I'm going to have some mumbling in the background. I'm going to have a baby llama farting. You know, like some real smooth
shit. Right. No, it's true.
Like, I fucks with that. You feel me? So, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like if you're a true artist, it's kind of like, perfect example. I feel like every beat you touch is like a blank canvas.
Yeah,
whatever
I agree.
You put on there is what's gonna truly make that beat and that art. You feel me? So if you just like them niggas, hey, respect to you, I guess. I don't know. I just don't see it. Like them niggas, I just throw paint on a fucking canvas and be like, art.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
$2 million.
You feel me? Like, bruh. I could throw, you feel me? I'm in the wrong profession, my nigga. But yeah, dog. Respect for that man, bro. Respect for any artist that actually is able to execute like that. You feel me? That's the goal for me.
Nah, I hear. See, but going back down that mediocre shit, this is the other problem I'm starting to see. Either people gonna listen to you if you really bad, like some JJ Ice Fish shit, right? Or you sound really good, like on some professional shit, like, you know, all the other, like, regular artists. There's never, like, if you're okay, I'm talking about your bars are on point and you could rap, but you're not great, nobody gonna give a damn. So it's like, it sucks to be okay. You don't wanna be okay. And then, I don't know, I feel like that's the biggest issue right now. Like, yo, they'll listen to you when you're bad, they'll listen to you when you're good, but if you're in between, they're not even gonna give you a chance.
I do agree, because I've heard a lot of artists that's ass. I ain't gonna name none, but we know them. we're not dumb. We know them. Niggas even be saying, they're like, yo, this nigga suck. But it be them same people bumping that song. So it's like, what does that say about you as a listener? As a music, what would you call it?
Connoisseur or curator.
Like, you feel me? Like, what does that say about
okay,
you?
Okay, but let me jump in. Because I know a few people gonna be like, well, that's marketing, you know? That's marketing. They be the Gucci gang and all the other stuff. They jamming it down through. Okay.
True. You're right. You're absolutely right. But then what you basically just stated, not you personally, but speaking on the behalf of those, you know, individuals, what you basically just stated, at least, is that even if you don't like something, if I throw it at your face enough time, you're going to end up liking it. So, like, do you truly have a mind of your own? Like, do you truly have a listening ear for music? Because guess what? It's the same people that be like, man, your rap is done. They ain't got no more good music. Da, da, da. And then they're like, hey, yo, such and such is coming out with a new song. Or such and such has a new album coming. Nobody bump it. Nobody write it. Mick Jenkins dropped a beautiful album. What is it called? The class? No, Something of the Man. I forgot the name of it. I'm going to look it up. But the whole album was beautifully executed. Nobody was bumping it like that. Pieces of the Man, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. I even had to look it up so y'all know the boy remembered. But Pieces of the Man. Beautiful album, bro. Beautiful fucking album. But nobody was bumping it like that, bro. But if you go look at any other people that you know we all know of, that's like, okay, yo, your shit ain't really rocking like that. Albums. streams off the fucking charts. It's like, come on, man. Do you really care?
All right. So you just triggered something. I be seeing some Instagram pages where dudes, and I'm not talking about indie rappers. I'm talking about like people who are actually known with millions and millions and millions of followers. But when it comes to them dropping stuff, it's like they get less than a percentage of people. So you got like 10 million followers and your album sale only amounts to like 80K. Like, what's going on? I get it. Nobody's really buying music no more. And the way artists are making money is through, you know, merch, which can be another subject. But it's just like, even if it was just like 80,000 people, it still don't make sense. Like, if you have diehard fans, like, how come you're not getting that much sales? Because once again, I got 10 million followers. And you telling me first week, second, or the third month, I'm only getting 100,000? Like, out of those 10 million people, I'm assuming maybe 10% can be diehard. And 10% of, like, what, 10 million would be a million. So that's good. You eating right there. So that's why I'm having issues correlating the fans, the real fans, and the monetization of how these artists are getting paid.
Bro, all in all, man, whoever's listening to this, just fix your song structure, man. If you don't give a fuck about this genre and you don't give a fuck about this art, just stop doing it. Point blank, period. You feel me? Marketing is very important. I will never tell you not to market yourself or don't push your music. No, push it. Let people out here see it. You feel me? But it's like, don't add fuckery to the culture. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring bullshit to the culture and then be like, ah, that's what I brought. You feel me? It's like, if we go back in time, it's kind of like, all right, let's say all of us were sent out to go hunt for every single one of us to bring back something. Everybody, this person bring back meat, this person bring back water, this person bring back fruit, and then you come back with dirt in your hand. It's like, nigga, we got dirt all around us. We don't need dirt. Like, why? And you just brought a handful of dirt. Like, what are we going to do with this? And you just like, yeah, this is it. And then you just want to eat just like the rest of us. You feel me? But, I mean, that's just my opinion on that, bro. Focus on your song structure. That's all I got to say about that shit.
So let us know what y'all feel. You know, whatever subject you want us to talk about. But definitely focus on your song structure. I'm Samurai.
This is Aris Black. Just so you know, I like peanut butter sandwiches. I need y'all to know this. This is going to be a repeating thing. So shout out to T.R. Wack. Shout out to SZA, because that's wifey. you feel me? Shout out to Kendrick for all those baby llama noises you be putting in there, dog. I fucks with him.
All right, we out. Yeah.